My name is Vinod Raina. I am from India. I'm part of the People Science Movement. I am by professionally trained as a physicist, but I work with the movement now. It's a very vast topic, so I will take a minute to say that what would be useful for us, perhaps, to concentrate on. Our panel speakers have prepared their speeches, but even the few people, and I'm sorry that I may not be able to allow everyone to queue up, because we have a time constraint. We do want to have enough time at the end to collectively discuss where we should go from here. And if we take more time in the panel in people reacting, we're going to be cutting short on that collective time for future. So keeping that in mind, what we probably have been discussing the last 2 days is the relationship between science and society. I don't think it's very different from what this panel is about. But what we may focus, and that's my suggestion, is more proactively, that if we do recognize that we require stronger links between scientists, scientific institutions, and people at large, society in general, and society, not only NGOs, not only what we call civil society, because many a times, civil society, it's very difficult to imagine, do we consider peasants and indigenous people, women, rural women, as part of civil society. So we're talking society in the largest definition of the term, and not only middle-class NGOs. Now, if we want to build up this relationship, examine this relationship between this largely defined society and science and scientists, what I would probably presume could be our focus is to look at not just analysis of what's wrong, but proactively discuss how to build up those relationships. Because let's not forget that we are having this discussion as part of the World Social Forum process. And in the World Social Forum process, out there from the rally today, is going to be a vast society of indigenous people, of peasants, of workers, of women's groups, of environmental groups, who are not necessarily scientists. And I think the challenge before us here is to carve out future strategies of how a body of researchers in Europe, in India, in Brazil, can become allies with social movements, so that many of these questions that we're talking about, the domination of the corporates, the domination of the state, the problem of funding patronages, are not then fought individually or collectively by a group of scientists, but there are social movements who become allies in this fight. And how do we create those relationships that we can create those alliances? And to my mind, when we discuss about social responsibility of scientists and relation between science and society, I would like us to keep that uppermost in our mind of such alliance building. I would also like to keep one thing in mind while we discuss this, and this is called relation between science and society, and for the reasons that we have mentioned already, we also need to disentangle this science. We are talking of relation between science and society, we're talking about relation between technology and society. And I think there are very serious differences between these relationships. And I would like people to focus a bit more on the relationship between science as a means of knowing rather than technology as a means of production. Yes, we have lots of problems in the relation of technology and society, but science is also a means of knowing. And there are problems of various kinds in that too. So I hope that we're able to address this question slightly in a differentiated manner.